Let's pray. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for, Lord God, humbly, Father God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to preach your word, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, right now, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit, Father God, would just be in control, my Father God. And Lord God, just bring your message forward, my Father God. And Lord, we ask it, Father God, in the most powerful name, and that's the name of Jesus, Father God. For your word says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We're going to start today, and we're going to start with this little story. And this story is about a teenager. Oh, my goodness. But it's going to teach us something. There was a teenager who didn't want to be seen in public with her mom because her hands were so terribly disfigured. One day, when the mother took her shopping and reached out her hand, the clerk looked horrified. Later, crying, the girl told her how embarrassed she was. The mother, understanding, hurt. The mother waited for an hour before she went to her room and told her daughter the story for the first time of what had happened. When you were a baby, I woke up to a burning house. Your room was an inferno. Flames were everywhere. I could have gone out the front door, but I decided I'd rather die with you than to let you die alone. I ran through the fire and wrapped my arms around you. Then I went back through the flames, my arms on fire. When I got outside on the lawn, the pain was anguishing. But when I looked at you, all I could do was to rejoice that the flames didn't touch you. Swabbingly, the girl looked at her mom and through new eyes, wept and said, and kissed her mom and her mitted hands and arms. Sometimes we don't know what we're going to go through. And sometimes we don't know what the parents have gone through before they had the child. So there are different results in mothers and how they see things and what they do. There is something about being a mother or being a parent. There is no career that is more noble than a motherhood at its best. And I underline the word at its best. We'll get to that in a minute. But mothers teach the children a lot of things. They teach them religion. You better pray that stain of grape juice comes out of that carpet. Another one, mother teaches them foresight. Make sure you have clean underwear. You might get into an accident. Mother teaches them weather. It looks like a tornado hit this room. Mother teaches them the circle of life. I brought you into this world, I can take you out. Mothers also teach them foresight. And foresight, another thing of foresight is, you better get home before the street light goes on. A lot of people ask me, how did you bring up your children without having cell phones? That's how. You better get home before the street light goes on. And yes, they got home. And if they didn't, they knew the price it would pay. They wouldn't go out the next time. And it'd be a long time before they went out again. So, motherhood, it's a lot. No, it is hard work. I was going to say, no, it's not hard work, but it is. It's hard work. Actually, I could probably even say it's very hard work, because about the time you think you got everything clean, the kids are off to school, you got everything clean, they come home, they eat, and the kitchen's a mess. They take a shower, and the clothes hamper is full again. It's hard work. You take them to school and you bring them back. Well, but it's also the best thing there is in this world. Money is good, don't knock it. We need it. We need to pay the rent or pay the mortgage, whatever it is. We need it. But motherhood, when you see the child asleep and fine in bed, you're happy. When you see them come out of the shower and they're all clean, you're happy. When you see them and they've been sick and then they're well, you're happy. Sometimes the only rest you get is when they're sick and they're laying in bed. That's the only time you get a little bit of rest, because they're not running around, you know. But there's other things that mothers do. Mothers rarely will refuse to take a child to the emergency room. It doesn't make any difference what time it is. A mother knows when they need to go, she'll get up and she'll go. She'll take them. In the middle of the day when it's hot, in the middle of the night, she'll take them. A mother understands when a child is still sucking their thumb. They shouldn't be anymore. She understands. A mother also doesn't think it's cheating when she helps her child do her paperwork. Some people might say it's cheating, but a mother doesn't think so. No, honey, I'll help you. I'll help you with this. Mom, I can't do it. Wait, you can. You can. Let me help you a little bit. And the mom doesn't think it's cheating. Moms understand when a child can't lose its blankie or it's teddy bear. I've gone with the kids camping, and I've taken stuffed animals with me, just little stuffed animals, because sometimes they're really bigger kids because they're up camping, but it's the first time, and they're away from home. But I give them, I said, here, the little teddy bear, whatever it is, whichever one they like, I said, They're scared. Can you hold them for the night because they're scared? And in them holding the teddy bear, they fall asleep. A mother understands. There's something about a mother. She understands. Only a mother, this is one that only a mother can do, is to organize all the socks. Especially when she has a lot of kids. It's like only a mother can do that. She knows whose socks belong to who. Only a mother, no matter what, will use the spoon rest that the child made at pottery class. It might not look what you want, but to her, that is precious. Only a mother will do that. There are things that only a mother will do. Only a mother will kiss a wound. Only a mother will say that something, a song is beautiful when a child is sang out of tune. It doesn't make any difference. Only a mother. There's some things that a mother, the love of a mother, it cannot. It's not. You can't compare it. It's uncomparable. So in all that, I want to tell you, and I want to share with you, that again, the career of a mother is something that is. In a mother that prays, there is nothing more powerful than a praying mother. A mother that will kneel down and pray for their child. Pray for their grandchild. There is nothing more powerful than that. As we pray for our children, let's go. We're going to go to Psalms 91:4. As I get my Bible out. We're going to read. He shall cover thee with thy feathers, and with his wings thou shalt trust. His trust shall be thy shield of Becker. A mother's arms will cover us. A mother's arms will hold us. When a child is burning up in fever, only a mother will hold that child. She doesn't worry about how sick he is, or she might get sick. She'll hold him. She'll hold that child, and she'll care for that child. In saying that, we need to go to somebody else. Because as we talk about mothers, we cannot forget and talk about God. Because God's arms are there for us. God's arms are there. He has wings, and he has arms bigger than a mother's arms. And by talking about God, he covers us. With God, everything is possible. We always say that, but with God, everything is possible. With God, I can climb this mountain. But we need to use wisdom. If you're 100 years old, you probably are not going to climb that mountain. But there are mountains in our life that we can climb no matter how old we are. And those are spiritual mountains. Because sometimes mothers have to climb mountains that are not physical mountains, but mountains because they pray for their child. Their child might be astray. Their child might not be near them. Their child might be sick. Their child might be going through cancer. There are children right now in the hospital that have serious diseases, and a mother will pray. And yes, with God, there's miracles. There's miracles that are done every day, every single day. We can take refuge in God and make God our home. Make him our home and our possession, Almighty God. But we need something else. And for that, we need to go to Romans. Let's turn to Romans. Who is he? Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Shall distress? Shall persecution, famine, nakedness, or sword? And then we're going to jump down to 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. It turns back, everything in the Word of God turns back to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the one who paid the price. Jesus Christ is the one who opened the door for us to come in boldly before the throne of grace. It all comes back. Whenever you hear me preach, I'll come back to Jesus Christ. Yes, a mother is good. And I said that. But it's because of Jesus Christ. And it isn't we that chose God, it's God that chose us. And we have to understand that. Jesus did it all on the cross. We couldn't come boldly before the throne of grace. It's only in the New Testament that we were able to do that. It's only in the New Testament when Jesus died and he said, "It is finished," and he paid it all. So, Mom, if you have something that's burdening on your heart, sorry, my language is not good, but that it's hurting your heart, come to Jesus Christ. Come boldly before the throne of grace. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and into your life. Moms, meaning mothers, fathers, boys, girls, people, mankind, we need to come before God himself and say, "Jesus, I need you. I need you today. I need you to help me." And as we come before God, and as we come before God through Jesus Christ, God will soften our heart. God will touch us. God will touch our life. Oh, he'll answer prayer. He will answer the prayer. Not always the way we want it, but he will answer it. And it's not always yes at that time. He's not a magician. He's Almighty God. Remember who you're talking about, who you're speaking to. But he will answer it according to his will, according to his purpose, and what is best for you. It's like when a child says that they want the candy and they don't want the vegetables. Mom doesn't say she can't have the candy, but you got to have the vegetables. Because the vegetables are good for you. Candy's not that good, but hey, we all need candy. I'm one to say we all need candy, especially if it's ice cream. We all need ice cream. You know what I mean? But we need, eat your meat first, eat your vegetables, then you can have the ice cream. You can have the dessert. God doesn't always say no, but sometimes he'll say, "Wait, hold on, I'm working on this. It's not finished yet." We can't see the whole picture. Moms, dads, people, whoever I'm speaking to. We cannot see the whole picture. God's not finished. All we can do is have faith and trust God. The biggest thing is, sometimes I don't like using the word faith because, people will say, "Just have faith. Just have faith." What is that? Look, trust God. Just trust him. If you trust him, that's faith. Because you're trusting somebody that can do something. Somebody that can do something for you. I can trust in this building that it will hold up if there's a hurricane. But you know what? It's better if I trust God. Because God can hold up the building. So sometimes we need to just trust God. And yes, if you tell me, "But you know what? It's hard to trust God." It is. It is. It is. It is. It's hard to trust God because we don't know how he's going to answer, but he will answer it. And he will do it the best way possible. So I want to encourage you. It's not sad. I want to encourage you. Trust God. Trust him. And you know what? When the sun comes out, trust him. I mean, the problems are still going to be there. Hey, still going to be there. But you trust God. And that will give you peace inside of your heart. Look, God's got this. He's better. He's bigger and better than I am. Trust him. When it's raining, I trust God. Trust God. Everything's going to be okay. Trust God. That's all I can leave you with. Moms, dads that are moms. And if you're hearing this and you're not a dad or a mom, you say, well, this message is not for me. Yes, it's for you. Because there's something you need to trust God inside your life. So yes, it's for you too. If you're a teenager, you know, it's okay. Trust God. You want to go to college. You can't do your homework really good. Trust God. Ask him to help you. Wherever you're at, whatever your circumstance is, trust God. That's all I can tell you. It's turn to God. He can help you. And he's there. He's willing. It's not like, well, if I trust him, what if he doesn't like me? If he didn't like you, he wouldn't send his son to die on the cross for you. Simple. It's a simple message. The gospel is a simple gospel. It's not difficult. It's not, you know, oh, I don't have the brain for it. No. It's a simple gospel. If he didn't like you, he wouldn't send his son. He likes you. Oh, but I'm this, I'm that. Wait, I ain't making any difference. God doesn't see the outside. God sees the inside. God sees the inside. I was going for a walk. I don't know if I'm taking too much time. Somebody tell me if I am. But I was going for a walk, and well, if you know me, you know I'm a little bit on the heavy side. Actually, the plump side, the fat side. If you want to get bolder. And I was walking, and you know how on the stores they have the glass, and oh my God, you could see me. And I go, gee, God, I mean, there's no hope. Do you know what God responded? He said, I don't see the outside. I see the inside. So, hey, God loves me. Is that good or what? You know what I mean? So I'm telling you. And sometimes we say, well, you know, I'm too short. Or, gee, I'm so tall, you know. I mean, I can see over everybody. You know, I can sit in the back row and still see everybody. You know what I mean? When I go to church, some churches, I have to sit in a certain place because if I sit, you know, behind people, I can't see nobody. I just see somebody's back. You know what I mean? But God sees the heart, and we don't realize that. We don't see that. We see somebody walking. You know what I mean? You see somebody homeless. I mean, how could God love them? You know, I mean, they're so dirty. God sees the heart. You don't know. You don't know their path. You don't know what they've gone through. God sees the heart. Isn't that a beautiful God we have? Isn't that a beautiful, awesome God that we serve? And then if you have the lights off and you can see all the stars, and this is like, how could this God make those beautiful stars for us to see, for us to enjoy? Or you see a beautiful flower? Oh my goodness, some of the flowers, they're just breathtaking. But that's the God we serve. That's a mighty God. He's a mighty, mighty God. So I just want you to fall in love with God. Fall in love with God. And as you fall in love with God, God already falls in love with you. You don't have to worry about that part. He proved it on the cross. You don't have to worry about that part. That part's already done. It's a done deal. I work for a Dr. Shelby. She said it's a done deal. You know, that's where I got that from. But it's a done deal. He already did it, and he did it complete. It's not going to happen again. Jesus is coming back, yes, in victory. But he's not coming back to die on the cross. He did it complete. There's nothing incomplete. Well, but he didn't die for this situation. Yes, he did. Well, but this one is really, really big. You don't understand how big this. Jesus already did. But you know what? He couldn't have gone through all that for this situation. This one is too small. He already did it. There's nothing that we could put before God, and he can't do it. He can't understand it. The Bible says that he's there. He's there. And he makes intercession for us. I didn't put that scripture down, but there is a scripture. Trust me. There's a scripture that says that Jesus is there making intercession for us. If I was a whiz, I could whiz it up real fast, but I can't. You know, I have to put them down ahead of time. But there's actually a scripture that says that he's there making intercession for us. And he was tempted just the same way we were tempted. But he's without sin. And because he's without sin, he knows what we have gone through and what we're going to go through. Yes, he knows your future. Sorry. But he'll be there. He's been there in the past. He's been there now. And he will be there in the future. No matter what you go through. When I had my child, I had four, but Aunt Susan I'm talking about, I didn't know when I gave birth to her what I was going to go through at the end. But God already knew. And God was there through the whole thing. So God is there. God is there. So I'm going to leave you with this. I want to pray with you. I want to encourage you to look for the face of God. Look for him while he can be found. Because it's not a threat. It's just a promise in the Word of God. Every knee will bow to the glory of God. Every knee will bow sooner or later. Yes, even the devil's going to bow. Don't worry, he's going to bow. Sooner or later. I know he's rampaging all over the world right now. He's going to bow. Don't worry. He's not bigger than God. He thinks he is, but he's not. You know how I know that? I'm supposed to close, I think. But let me tell you this. Because I read the back of the book. I read the back of the book, and the book says that we're victorious through Jesus Christ. I read the back of the book. I'm not one to read novels or anything. I don't know anything about it. But maybe some of those novels, you ought to read the back of the book. I don't know. I don't know if that's wise, a wise thing to say. But on this, I read the back of the book. I read the end. And it's good. We walk on streets of gold. Jesus did it all. Fall in love with him. That's all I can tell you. Fall in love with Jesus Christ. It's a simple gospel. So I leave you with this. Father God, we come boldly before the throne of grace only because of what Jesus Christ has done, Lord God. We come boldly, Father God. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for, Lord God, sending your son, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because, Lord God, you have parents. You have mothers, Lord God, and mothers that are not mothers that didn't give birth, Lord God, but Lord God, mothers, Lord God, that will take on children, my Father God. You have mothers, Father God, that are grandmothers, Father God, that are still raising children, my Father God. You have mothers, Father God, that their children are old, but they have taken other children or other adults as their own children, my Father God. And they pray for them, Lord God. They love them, Lord God. And they give them a hug, Lord God. And they encourage them, Lord God. Lord God, you have mothers, Father God. Lord God, that, Lord God, look at children, Father God. All children, Lord God. Lord God, that are not even their own, my Father God. And I lift them all up before your throne, my Father God. I pray for a blessing, Father God. I pray for strength, Lord God. I pray for wisdom, my Father God. Lord God, I pray, Father God. Lord God, that you, my Father God, would, Lord God, bring them unto yourself, my Father God. Lord God, and I pray that we, Lord God, will look to you, my Father God. Because, Lord God, without you, we are nothing, Lord God. Without you, Lord God, there is nothing to live for, Lord God. But you are all in all, my Father God. I give you glory, my Father God. I give you praise, my Father God. Lord God, give strength, Lord God, to teenagers, my Father God. Lord God, I lift them up, Lord God. They are strong in my heart, Lord God. Teenagers and young adults, my Father God, right now at this time, my Father God, give them hope where there's no hope, my Father God. Give them joy where there's no joy, my Father God. But it could only be done through you, my Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.